producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Lots of talk tonight about guns, and specifically school shootings. The question that, Mark, you had asked earlier is, what do you do about this? You know, some politician saying, we must do something, but what? And who's we anyway? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I say more freedom is the answer, not less, although a lot of proposals tonight for fewer freedom. Somebody proposed restricting free speech. The media shouldn't be able to talk about these things in the way that they are, that person was saying. Another person said that there needs to be more enforcement of the existing laws. There needs to be more enforcement of the mental health restrictions. And, of course, I would like to know who decides who shouldn't get a gun because of mental health issues. A man in a robe? Well, we've seen that men in robes, at least here in our very own New Hampshire, which is supposedly a gun-friendly place, told our friend Derek J. Freeman that he couldn't have a gun. Well, excuse me, that he couldn't conceal carry a gun. He can still have the gun. He can open carry it legally here in New Hampshire, but he can't conceal carry it. Why? Well, because he was deemed to be unsuitable. Why is that? Well, because he talked back to the police or something. You know, he didn't do exactly what he was told on a few occasions by the police. Not because he's been violent, not because he's dangerous, or because he's mentally imbalanced. But from the state's perspective, not doing what you're told is a mental imbalance. From the state's perspective, from those who wish to control you, if you have what they call oppositional defiance disorder, where when you're told to do something, you don't really appreciate it very much.
I wonder if George Washington had that.
I don't know.
I wonder if Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, if the King of England, if it took a diagnosis to keep them disarmed, if he would have decided they had opposition defiance disorder.
Well, oppositional defiance disorder is a problem for the government. And I consider it to be a good thing that people have that. I think people should think independently and say no to government bureaucrats when they're making ridiculous demands. But the government bureaucrats are going to see that as disobedience. They're going to see that as a problem. And if that's a reason for them to restrict you from having firearms, you better believe they're going to take that. So, again, who makes these decisions? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio. We go back to your calls and thoughts. First up, Mike in Price, Utah. You're on Free Talk Live listening to KOAL.
Hi there.
Hello, Mike.
Rather than demonizing gun owners and having a problem with over 300 million firearms in the United States, we should take advantage of it and encourage people to use things like the Peacekeeper application. And rather than depending on local law enforcement people, you know, the community who probably has guns and probably a lot closer than cops can show up quicker than law enforcement.
So you mentioned the Peacekeeper app. I got to say, I'm a more of a fan of Cell 411 personally. I think that it's a slicker, more refined app that is seeing updates more frequently, and it's only 99 cents, and it does a very, very good job of alerting people. What these apps do that you're referring to, Cell 411, Peacekeeper, is they allow people in a community to come together and sort of create your own emergency response network, basically. So you can open up Cell 411, and you can send an alert out to your friends or your family members or your neighbors or all of the above, or even total strangers, that you need help. You know, maybe it's there's a fire or a medical emergency or some sort of situation with a criminal or the police or whatever. You can send out the appropriate alert, and then your friends can respond and say, hey, you know, I'm on my way. You know, I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah,
it's a really cool app.
Quicker response time with armed citizens locally than you're going to with law enforcement.
I think so. And if you've got the grassroots network to put it together, whether it's a community, what do they call it? Neighborhood watch, like a neighborhood watch group, or your friends or whatever. So if you already have our cop block is another great group that this would be useful for. This is an incredibly useful tool. If you're starting from scratch, obviously the trick is to convince people and persuade them into being willing to try this tool out. And that's the real hump with these things, is to persuade people to come on board and, experiment with it. Mike, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Let's continue with Jen, listening in Manchester, New Hampshire. Jen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Jen. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? The first thing we need to do as far as our political elitists are is to get them to pass national constitution carry. Basically, get the laws out of the way that prevent people from being able to carry on their person, whether concealed or open, and choose to defend themselves. And we need to change the dialogue in the sense that we need to talk about evil criminals and sick bastards, and I agree with Mark, not saying his name, who would go out and do this sort of thing. No law in the world is going to stop that. And all these gun-free killing zones are doing is fish in a barrel. You know, there's a nice big pretty sign on there that says no guns allowed, no knives allowed, no whatever it is that you want to defend yourself with allowed.
I'm curious, is this Jen, former state representative?
Yes.
For the Free State Project? Jen Coffey, just wanted to mention for our listeners that you are going to be speaking on stage at the upcoming Keenevention, and yes. you've done some great stuff for weapons freedom here in New Hampshire. It was your bill that was one of the earliest real success stories for the Free State Project. Of course, for our listeners that don't know, the Free State Project is the idea of combining libertarians into one place, into one geographic area, which is New Hampshire. Jen, you're one of the earliest movers, and you helped pass a piece of knife legislation that basically legalized possession of all types of knives in New Hampshire. Yep. It was an amazing success story. You're no longer a state rep, but you're still a liberty activist, and you're one of the longest running ones. You've been here for a long time. When did you move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
In June of 2005, but my move number is 108. I didn't quite make it into the first 100.
Still, though, that's a pretty early mover. It's earlier than us, Mark. We moved in September of 2006. And so Jen and several other early movers are going to be on stage at Keenevention coming up here in just about 4 weeks, just under 4 weeks from now.
Yeah.
It's October 30th through November 1st. You're going to be on what is called the Old School Panel, which it's coming back this year. We did it the first year of Keenevention. This is the third Keenevention, and we didn't do it last year. I wanted to bring it back. Thank you.
It's kind of an honor.
Yeah. It's going to be an honor to have you. We're also going to have the first mover for the Free State Project, Jackie Casey, is going to be coming to Keenevention. So, like, this is maximum perspective, right? Like, we've got the first mover coming on this panel. So I think the old school panel is about having people who've been here for a long while, 10 years or so, to be able to kind of give us the perspective of, hey, what's it been like watching this whole thing happen, this Free State Project?
What's amazing for what I got to do with all the help from all the other Free Staters and people that were up there helping me is we lifted the bans on all knives in the state of New Hampshire, and we passed knife preemption at the state level. And there were some little towns that had these little known laws that people didn't know about. And if you had a pocket knife that was greater than, say, 2.5 inches, you could get in trouble until that was passed. And in both instances, we did it with unanimous consent through the Senate and the House with the governor's signature.
Wow.
And we can't find a place in United States history where not one but two or even one pro-Second Amendment bill has seen unanimous consent.
I didn't realize it was that successful. I mean, I didn't know about that. And this was under a Democratic governor, right?
It was under a Democratic governor. We did a bipartisan bill, and people saw it for what it was. And that's where it goes back to. I think your caller's way off on the media issue. The issue is we need to put the emphasis on the criminal act. It doesn't matter what tool they use to take a life. And I'm going to say that we do have an absolute freedom. Our absolute freedom is to choose to live and to have the right to defend that life with whatever tool at our hands, and to choose to live over that criminal that's bent on taking it from us.
That is why New Hampshire is a special place. The fact that you could pass a complete repeal of any kind of knife prohibition with complete unanimous support in the House and the Senate and the governor really is, you know, just shows New Hampshire's in a unique place where, you know, you can't really pigeonhole the Republicans or the Democrats here into, you know, knowing exactly what they're going to say.
Do with more?
Exactly. Come meet Jen. She's going to be at Keenvention. Thank you, Jen, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. She'll be at Keenvention. It's October 30th through November 1st. Tickets are $60 or Bitcoin for the entire weekend. Just go to keenvention.info.
And if you want to sign up for the Free State Project, it's freestateproject.org.
We got plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. Toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
join us here, toll free, 855-453. 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you've got some legal work to do, you can go to LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL. You'll save $10 off your legal order. Legal documents like patents, wills, trademarks. You can incorporate your business. They can help you over at LegalZoom.com. Again, use code FTL like Free Talk Live. Code FTL saves you $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. A lot of comments tonight on the issue of school shootings and what, if anything, should or can be done about it. Let's go to Clark listening in Massachusetts to WGAW in Gardner. Hey, Clark.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking
Welcome,
the phone
sir.
Call.
It's our
I
pleasure.
I want to tell you guys to guard your gun rights because I'm a 70-year-old white male. I joined the Army National Guard when I was in the 11th grade. I went through basic combat training, basic unit training, advanced infantry training, moved up here to Mass. I was a police officer for 3 years. I moved to Ashburnham. I went to get my permit to carry a concealed weapon renewed. The chief of police turned me down. He said, you don't need it.
Wow.
Welcome to Massachusetts.
It's supposed to be the worst for gun rights in the United States.
Is it?
I've heard.
Worse than New York or California?
Well, I know a guy who's
Illinois.
He's big into guns, and he says he just avoids the state. He'd rather drive through New York. Because the sad thing is, to get to New Hampshire, you must drive through either New York or Massachusetts, which are, anti-freedom kind of states.
You pretty much have to drive through New York, at least some portion of it, right?
Well, depending on where you're coming from. But even if you're coming from Rhode Island, for instance.
I see what you're saying.
Right, there's no way to get to.
So, plus the fact that they take your money for taxes and fishing equipment, and they built a Dunn State Park down here in Gardner, a few miles from my house. I fished there for years. And then they started charging you just to park there. So I'd go into back gate, and they closed that during the summer because they said people weren't paying. They were walking around to go swimming, and they put up no parking signs on two roads, so you couldn't just park and walk down there. Now they want you to pay $8 just to go in there and fish.
It just keeps getting worse down there, and you know, you talked about protecting your gun rights. You got to protect all your rights. If you don't stand up for your rights, then you don't have them, because these government bureaucrats will take them away, and as long as people don't stand up for themselves, they'll just keep taking, and they'll get away with it, and then before you know it, you know, you live in a prison society. So, you know, you're not too young, by the way, too old to move to New Hampshire. If you love the ideas of freedom.
My house.
Yeah, well, you know,
sign up for the Free State Project, too.
Yeah, go to freestateproject.org. Have you been up there yet?
No, I haven't.
I would recommend it. Freestateproject.org. It's for people who really understand liberty. And obviously, you know, if you like gun rights, that's step one. But, you know, for understanding liberty and allowing other people to be free is the real key, of course, in order to have true freedom for yourself. So what we're doing is we're gathering liberty-oriented people like libertarians and voluntarists to come here to New Hampshire and, you know, stand up for freedom. And it's actually working. And we just talked to Jen Coffey a moment ago, who was an elected state rep. I mean, the idea that we could actually have libertarians elected to a political office is unbelievable to most people who understand those ideas around the country. It just doesn't happen anywhere else. But it's happening here, and we haven't even officially triggered the move yet. The idea behind the Free State Project is to get to 20,000 people who will pledge to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and then get active when they get here. Mark and myself and over 1,500 other people have already moved. We're early movers. But the goal is to reach 20,000, and currently I think it's over 17,000 people have signed. So we're still waiting to reach that goal. So the more people that we can get to sign up for it, the better off, the sooner we'll reach that goal, and then we'll have an influx of thousands more people coming here who care about freedom and who are willing to actually do something to make a difference. Clark, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your story. I appreciate hearing from you. Former military guy, former cop, denied a gun permit by the chief of police in some Massachusetts town. I mean, how crazy, who else could possibly be considered more appropriate to have a gun by someone in the government than someone who's worked for the police and the military, but yet even he was denied in Massachusetts?
Yeah, they just don't do that there.
Toll-free number, yeah, isn't it a felony to have, like, a bullet in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
I think it is. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Now, it's not much better in Ithaca, New York. That's where Scott's calling from tonight. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going tonight, you guys?
What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, you probably won't, agree with some of the things that I'm just throwing out there, but
we usually don't.
I would say, yeah, I know, but the collective
sometimes.
Whole, I
would, go ahead.
Well, sometimes. I think the collective whole of many, many Americans does agree, well, we want to keep the country similar to what our founding fathers, proposed. I think, just like we're more modernized and things are probably different, way different than what they would have seen in their time. But the thing that comes to mind with some of these shootings is that, you know, there is people debate back and forth. There is a mental health issue, obviously, with the
a what issue?
Mental health. Mental health.
I mean, when somebody obviously shoots a bunch of people and then takes their own life, there's something obviously wrong there. And in the case where, you know, there are people that say, well, let's get more laws on the books and do this and that. I thought about this, and I had run for office previously, and sometimes we think about, throwing out new laws, and some of them are pretty worthless. But the thing is, in the case, let's say, where all the little kids get murdered, there's not necessarily a law that's on the books that would have actually prevented that. But there's one thing. There was a responsibility of the mother, who was one of the victims, to probably keep her guns away from her son that was not stable. He was definitely not a stable kid. And if there's any kind of a law, so to speak, that could be proposed, and I know that may not be popular with some crowd, some libertarian crowds, is that if you have somebody that's known unstable, then you should have the responsibility as a gun owner to have to lock your guns up if they're going to be staying in your house. I know you may not agree.
Well, the difficulty of with a gun that's locked up is that it's basically useless as far as a defensive weapon. If you're going to, you hear something go bump in the night and you've got to, go to the safe and turn on the light and then, do the 36 to the right, 44 to the left, 39 to the right. That wasn't right.
There might be a system where you could have a fingerprint identification or something.
Yeah, there are better systems. My
somebody
dad used to have
you
a
and
case.
Cut your finger off and all
yeah.
that kind
of
stuff.
No, I see where Scott's coming from. And I think that if you've got someone, whether it's an imbalanced person or a child in a house, obviously having some security around your gun
is
a pretty good idea. And I remember my dad, there are quick release kind of code cases. My dad used to have a case where there were buttons. You'd put your hands into this case and then, you'd be on four buttons on each side or whatever, and you'd have to hold the right combination of buttons, and then you could just pull out the drawer and grab the gun. If you knew the combination, it would take you an instant. It wouldn't take you long at all. Thanks, Scott, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So, yeah, for anybody that's in a situation where you've got someone in your house who should not have access to a gun, there are ways to secure them, but yet still make them relatively accessible. Of course, if it's on your person, then that's a pretty accessible way to secure it as well. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Those are the toll-free numbers, and also Skype in tonight if you like at Skype username lrn.fm. Your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. You like the show? You like what we're doing here talking about freedom 7 nights a week live here on various different radio stations, over 150 of them. We've got satellite coverage in Africa, North America, Central America. We're on the internet, of course, in streaming form and podcasts, downloads, etc. You can get Free Talk Live in a lot of different ways. And if you like what we're doing, then you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP-only podcast, a couple AMP-only phone lines as well. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more, to get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa and MasterCard right there on our website. Great way to support Free Talk Live. You know, we give the show away. You go online to freetalklive.com. You can download as many episodes as you want, completely free. All the features on the site we give away. So if you appreciate what we're doing, this is a great way to support our efforts and support expanding the program into new markets. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and learn more about it. That's AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote, because that's what we do with the money. We amp it, amp the show. amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Jeff. He's listening in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
If they had these gun control, gun-free zones like that everywhere, then the whole country would be as safe as that, community college. In other words, we'd all be, you know what I mean? We'd all be really a sitting duck, a victim, waiting, but not just for criminals, but criminal government. And every dictator is always wanting to take away the guns from the people. And the communism is all about the central bank, and the because the fifth plank is the is the central bank in the Communist Manifesto, and the rest of it is all window dressing, and the whole thing is about having a national foreclosure, which is also the same thing as a communist revolution. It's just how to take away everybody's everything, and the way to do that is to have gun control.
Which, of course, leads to knife control, as we're now seeing in Great Britain, where they're trying to restrict people from buying big knives. And, you know, it's not stopping violent crime. It's not we had one caller point out there's actually higher rapes now in Great Britain as well because of ostensibly because of that.
The old saying is that God made man and Sam Colt made him equal. Once you take away equalizers, like tools to defend yourself, then you'd basically have the biggest person that's able to commit the crimes. And then, you know, I mean, you can go along vilifying people that are muscular for being, you know, dangerous and make them, bow their heads and be particularly submissive. But at some point or another, some of them are going to cut loose.
In England, and they're having all these influx of Muslim people, and they're committing a lot of the crimes they're having. And really, but the people there aren't allowed to protect themselves. Their own government is the worst problem. It's the same problem everywhere, is the government doesn't allow the people to protect themselves from criminals.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff, although I don't know, you know, what the statistics are over there. There are certainly plenty native-born people in the UK, the chavs, I believe some of them are called, sort of the low-life form types.
Yeah, I don't think we have any business trying to guess what the slang words are in England.
A chav, I believe, is one of them, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but I'm sure that there are all kinds of people causing issues, not just Muslims there. In fact, most of the Muslims I know are very peace-loving people. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, Bill.
Hi. On this subject that you've been talking about, I concur with a lot of things that the other people have been saying. You know, these gun-free zones are basically you're putting out a sign saying, hey, come here and do your shooting because you're going to be safe. Nobody else will have any way to protect themselves. It's ridiculous.
Pretty much.
Wayne LaPierre said, you know, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And the way they could stop these school shootings is if they put armed guards at the doors in the schools. Now, they should be highly trained, of course, and but there should be one at least at every major door that comes into the school. The rest of
that sounds scary to me, man. I don't think I'd want to send my child to a school like that. What about, like, just letting the school staff that wants to carry a weapon carry a weapon?
Well, there again, if they got the proper training, and see, myself, I've been a firearms instructor for most of my life. I spent 28 of my 32 years in the Air Force as a combat arms instructor, so that's all I did was run ranges and teach marksmanship. And, the key is the proper training. I mean, you can't just give a gun to somebody and say, well, here, do this job, and if they haven't had the proper training, they're not going to know what to do.
It's, no, obviously.
I've also served in law enforcement, so, you know, with those are the things I'm saying.
No, I don't think you want to give someone a gun who doesn't want a gun, right? Like, you would only want the staff members who want to have guns and want to learn about them and train with them to be the ones carrying them.
Well, it seems there's also this all-or-nothing thing that goes along with weapons, it seems like. It's always like you like guns or you don't like guns. There's all kinds of weapons in between, and they can be useful in circumstances. I mean, I know of a friend who told of a story that he was in a situation like this, and a man stopped a robbery with a pocket knife.
That could happen, but that could happen. But what I'm saying is, if somebody's trying to come into a school with a semi-automatic rifle, a pocket knife is not going to stop them. You know, you need
it depends on where you're standing.
She gets a jump on
him. Stab him right in the back of the neck, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, if you could get close enough to do that, but they could probably take you out before you ever got that close.
Depends.
A gun's a great idea. I'm not claiming. I just don't think it's all or nothing.
Well, right. I mean, but even having a knife in school is prohibited as well. So,
true.
Yeah, I mean, let whoever wants to defend other people or themselves defend themselves with whatever they want. It's more freedom that's the answer here, not more controls. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. Oh, sorry about that. Toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I think if you're going to have a firearm, training is, you know, the word of the day. It's not something that you should just, you know, get one and wing it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's different levels of training. You can go all out. I mean, my dad has gone to, like, crazy levels of training where he, I think at one of these training seminars, he actually went to New Hampshire for it. They would, like, prod you with a cattle prod before you'd start shooting. And the idea was to, I guess, you know, come back from whatever kind of shock that you were coming back from. Because, you know, when you're in a situation, the adrenaline's pumping. It's a completely different encounter in real life when
it's
something
true.
Goes down as opposed to just standing at a range and shooting. So, you know, at the very minimum, somebody should go to a range and shoot. You know, you should at the very least be familiar with your gun. You should, you know, practice drawing the weapon safely, not with your finger in the trigger. You know, there's things that you can practice over and over again to kind of create muscle memory and do
yeah.
that kind
of thing. One thing works when the rubber hits the road, and that's training. Training works when the situation goes down.
Our toll-free number for you to join us here, 855-450-FREE, and also Skype in at username lrn.fm. You know, there's another story here that isn't related, but it is sort of breaking news, and that is that the U.S. government appears to have bombed with an airstrike Doctors Without Borders Hospital in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The story coming from Fox News, where officials have launched an investigation after 12 local staff members of Doctors Without Borders and at least 7 patients, 3 of them children, were killed after an explosion near their hospital in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz that may have been caused by a nearby airstrike. In a statement, the international charity said the sustained bombing took place Saturday at 2:10 in the morning, local time. Afghan forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have been fighting to dislodge Taliban insurgents who overran Kunduz on Monday. So the Taliban is still fighting down there? Is we got ISIS and the Taliban still fighting it out?
Well, I don't know that ISIS is very...
Is ISIS not in Afghanistan not much? I thought they held a couple cities. Maybe it was Iraq where they're holding
yeah,
cities.
That makes... Yes, they're in Iraq. Taliban essentially was waiting for the United States to get out. You know, the government in Afghanistan is really just a city-state holding Kandahar, and they can't project power beyond there for whatever reason. I don't want to know why.
Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live, you can join us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free number in the remaining moments. We might have enough time to get you in. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. Also Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us in real life at Keenvention. I'll be there for the entire weekend. Mark, you're going to be in Vegas for a portion of it due to the Bitcoin conference you're attending.
Yep.
But you'll come back for, I think, the very end of Keenvention. And keenvention.info is where you can go. It's October 30th through November 1st. Great opportunity to come to New Hampshire and meet the movers and the shakers, the activists who are getting it done. Whether it's in the legislature, we're going to have an all A and A-plus rated Liberty state representatives on stage. Where on earth can you find five, you know, liberty-oriented state legislatures? And when I'm saying liberty-oriented, A and A-plus rated. Four of them are A-plus, one's an A-rated Liberty rep. They're rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. You can't find this anywhere else. We're going to have five of them on stage. There's way more than five in New Hampshire, but we can only fit so many on stage at one time. The legislative process, we'll talk about that. We've got a cop block panel that's going to be great, the ladies panel, the Bitcoin panel with Gavin Andreessen, the head programmer of Bitcoin. He's going to be attending. We talked about the old school panel. We even have a new movers panel hosted by our co-host, Taryn Lupo, who will be inviting all total newbies to come up on stage, people who've moved to New Hampshire within the last year. Of course, if you're familiar with Free Talk Live, you know we moved here for the Free State Project. The Keenvention isn't a Free State Project official event, but it sure is going to involve a lot of Free State Project early movers. So you get to meet a lot of these folks, and it's an intimate convention, meaning that there aren't a lot of people that attend. So it's only, we're limiting tickets to 100 in advance, and I can tell you there are plenty available. So go grab them right now, because you don't want to pay the day of price. It always goes up when you actually pay at the door. So make your plans in advance. Go to keenvention.info. Get your tickets, $60 for the entire weekend, or Bitcoin. Keenvention.info. You can even watch videos from the last Keenventions. You can watch the entirety of the previous two Keenventions there, give you a taste of what it's going to be like. But you don't really know what it's like until you're actually here in person, when you can go out and do the social activities and go out and do the Robin Hooding or cop blocking or whatever. There's a lot to do. Keenvention.info. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Mary is listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Mary.
Hi. How are you today?
Hey, great. Go ahead.
What I want to know is, if you are a law-abiding citizen, okay, what would be the problem in having the background check, or possibly maybe they start having people get a license to carry guns like they do with to fish, to drive cars?
I don't think we need licenses for those things either.
Well, I don't think for fishing you should, but what I'm saying, though, is no one's trying to take away rights. Just, you know, it just lessens the possibility of some bad character going to a gun show. And
well, this guy's guns were legally obtained. They were completely legally obtained, and they went through all the paperwork that was necessary.
Yes,
one of the problems with deciding that, say, you know, felons can't have guns is that only prevents felons that want to obey the law from having guns. Because you know as well as I do, any felon that wants to rob a liquor store can get a gun, right?
Absolutely. But why can't a law-abiding, upstanding citizen get a gun? There, no one's trying to stop your right to carry guns, but
because once the law is involved, then the government is going to attempt to limit the law-abiding citizens from getting guns, because
how
they're going.
Know that?
Because we can see it. Look at Massachusetts, for instance.
Connecticut.
The more laws there are, the fewer people get to have guns. Now, sadly, governments are very, very bad, because they don't know people, at distinguishing who should have one and who shouldn't have one, so they just decide over and over again that people shouldn't have them.
The government's just giving the background check on the people. They're not... I don't think they're peeking in your doors to see if you have a gun illegally or legally.
Depends on where you live. There are absolutely
people are arrested all the time in this country if you're, say, transporting a gun from one location to another. They'll ask to look through your car. They look through the car. They find a gun. They throw you in jail.
They're asking to look through your car. You should say no.
You've got a legal right to carry that gun if it's in
everyone should
car.
Have yep. a legal right to carry a gun.
If they whether they have yeah. a legal whether it's legal they or not, know. It doesn't make a difference. If the government takes you to trial, you have to pay to defend yourself, and they don't have to pay to prosecute you.
Why would they put you in jail if you have a permit?
Ask the lady in New Jersey who just got arrested this week for having one in her trunk.
With a permit?
She was driving through. She's the mother. It happens over and over again. And there was a guy who was moving an antique weapon in the state of New Jersey. He recently just had to get a pardon from the governor because they were taking a gun built in the 1850s.
Now, I thought it was 300 years old, that gun.
No, that was the flintlock. You're right.
Okay.
Here's the reason.
Okay.
Because there's the
on
only
those.
Thing crazier than somebody going in and shooting up a school are the people in the government. I mean, they're the nuttiest people on the planet.
But what is wrong with background checks, period?
What's wrong with freedom?
Okay.
What's wrong with just, how about I can
I
just
made
buy
this point
whatever?
Earlier.
Wait. Every gun I've ever owned, I've never bought through the legal process of, you know, going through and getting background checks or whatever. I just get it from a friend. You know, I buy it from somebody who wants to sell a gun.
One school shooting.
Yes, if you could prevent one. Look, the school shooting went on in a gun-free zone.
True.
Thank you, Mary, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453.
Here's an important point. I'm going to make it again. Felons are disallowed in most states from having regular guns, but they can have antique weapons. So if you want to do a background check to prevent people from getting stuff, for instance, I can buy in many states an antique weapon. I am a felon.
Well, they'll just say make that restricted too.
Where are the crimes being committed? But this is an opportunity to do some science at looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
If people who are disallowed from owning guns legally are going to commit crimes with guns that they can then purchase, or weapons that they can purchase legally, where are the knife robberies by felons? Where are the black powder pistol robberies by felons? What this suggests is that, well, the government doesn't, that these laws have nothing to do to limit people that you background check on weapons, because the people that want to get the weapons will.
They're going to get them. Let's go to Rob listening in Lynchburg. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Yeah, they don't want to stop crime. They just want to take away your freedom. But
they sure
do. I called about schools. Just in general, our society is too feminized and too liberal. My point is the whole mindset. If a moron comes in your school with a gun, of course, no one can have a gun because we're all liberal or liberal controlled, but you're trained to run away and hide. Okay, Ahmed got on the train in Belgium with an AK-47, and two Marines beat the hell out of him with nothing but their hands.
One was an airman.
You know, there is school training. I mean, they're Marines. But, you know, I want my kid to pick up a textbook or pick up a chair and bust the guy across the head when he comes in the door, not hide like a girl. Our whole attitude of our country is just wimpy and feminine. I mean, God bless women. You know, they're half the population. You need them. It's a good perspective. But, you know, when this country was all military veterans, you know, in the 50s, we didn't have crap like this. Everybody had PTSD, but, you know, everybody could tackle somebody. Everybody could fight back.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rob. I appreciate it. I actually had a story that you probably appreciate about the helicopter society. We won't have time for it tonight, but maybe in another few days we'll get to that. Thanks for the call. And that is speaking to where he's coming from. It's a great piece over at Free Range Kids by Lenore Scanese, talking about the idea of these overprotected young people and what that, you know, the fallout is from overprotecting young people. It's very, very dangerous.
I know one of those military members was an airman. I have to check on it.
All right, doesn't matter. Let's go to Mark. He's in Bradenton. You're on Free Talk Live. That's Bradenton, Florida, which is down where we're from. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
Welcome.
You know, after these shootings, you always hear the outcry, oh, we have to take away guns from the mentally ill. Well, you know, who decides who the mentally ill are? If you talk back to a cop, or if you have a Confederate flag on your wall, I mean, there's a slippery slope that develops. You know, you heard about the guy from Mass who was an ex-military, ex-cop. You know, for what reason, you know, are they denying him his right?
They just told him he didn't think he needed it. That's what the police chief said. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This is a huge, dangerous, slippery slope to say, oh, well, you should take away the guns from those people, but not those people. Eventually, they'll just take away everyone.
The highest crime rates are in this country are in cities that have, you know, very restrictive gun laws.
Well, I would like to remind people as well, the vast majority of people who commit acts of violence do not have a diagnosis of mental illness.
And Mark, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. We're short on time, but I want to make sure Jim gets in Newark. You're on Free Talk Live. Jim, you got about 20 seconds for the last word. Go ahead.
Yeah, on this issue of licenses, there wasn't even a license to marry, so the gay marriage issue wouldn't even be an issue if the government never got involved.
You're absolutely right about that. Good way to wrap it up. Jim, thank you for the call. Ian and Mark in the studio, and you can continue with us tomorrow night for the live Sunday edition. Between now and then, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and have a great weekend.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media? Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.